that. Happy Diwaloween.
Shall we get lit?
We shall.
Lumos. Wow.
Well, just the magic of the cameras.
Quite illuminating.
Shaw, what's that on your head, though?
Oh, this old thing?
That old thing.
The Dark Lord gave it to me.
In lipstick?
And the Dark X.
The Dark Lord doesn't like Diwali, so I had to,
got
you know.
You.
Had
got
to
you. You're Hari Puttar.
Yeah, Hari Puttar. And you are Harminder? Harminiander?
It was Gunnar something.
So here we are for episode 2. Fusing two different holidays.
Diwali and Halloween. East meets West this time.
And obviously we've come up with a perfect attire.
Two things we love.
Two things we love. Harry Potter.
And Diwali.
So be prepared for a lot of weird puns. So what's your favorite Harry Potter movie?
The first one. The first one is so good.
Do we call it the Philosopher's Stone or the Sorcerer's Stone?
I'm from America. It was the Sorcerer.
No. So Harry Potter's from the UK. So yep. you gotta be a little authentic, right?
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's the Philosopher's Stone. I have such good memories of that day. It was like one of the first movies I ever saw.
You
in
saw
theaters.
It in the theater? Same.
Yes.
Same.
And I remember it was like me and a bunch of kids standing in line because you and I are actually pretty close in age to the actors. They're like 4 years older than us.
Yeah, I was about 11.
In the film, they start going to Hogwarts when they're 11. So it's like
kind
of perfectly timed.
Yeah.
I was so happy when that film came. It like gave me purpose.
100%. I think every kid was running around with a stick and saying
with
random
a wand. With a
stick.
Not just a random stick.
And obviously running around with a broomstick.
Yeah.
You know, around your house. I think I always wanted to play Quidditch, you know, like. Quidditch just looked like such a fun game.
We tried to bring a broom today, but all we could find was like Jaru.
we couldn't get our Nimbus Jaru 2000.
That's true. You know? It's 2001.
2001. Oh, yeah.
You're Slytherin. I'm going to actually talk about this scarf. This scarf, I tried really hard to find something that was both Gryffindor and Slytherin.
And Slytherin.
So,
because she's half snake.
I'm just pure snake. So every... What? What's your dinner order? No, but I, as a kid, I used to take a lot of those like Potter World, like quizzes, right?
Oh yeah.
Which house are you in? And I would keep trying to get selected into Gryffindor, but I would always land.
You should just ask the Sorting Hat.
I know, but the Sorting Hat always chose Slytherin for me, which I realized later is my personality. So Slytherin. Remember, because like they basically the Sorting Hat says you could be great, you know.
Yeah.
Not Slytherin, eh?
Not Slytherin.
Yeah, exactly. So I realized that Slytherins are, you know, they're very like charismatic leader types, but they're just a little conniving.
Can we talk about the fact that throughout the entire series, you don't see anyone from Ravenclaw or Hufflepuff?
Yo,
it's like they neglect their.
Cho Chang was a Ravenclaw.
Oh yeah. Cho Chang and Bella.
Bella Hadid.
Bella Chang. No. Cho Chang is Harry's kind
Cho
of
Cho Chang
like
is a Ravenclaw. Yeah. Because she finds...
No, but you don't know anything about them. They're just like...
No, they're just
they're
there.
Just there.
And you think that Luna Lovegood would be a Hufflepuff, but she's brave of heart, so she's a Gryffindor.
Yeah. So for Halloween, like, is Harry Potter something you've always dressed up as? Or
I have. I have been a witch more than once.
You have been
Guys, I'm really a Slytherin.
Yeah.
I was a witch a couple of years in a row, and unsurprisingly, around the time of the Chamber of Secrets, I was a witch.
You had your Jaru.
I had a Jaru.
In Chicago?
Yeah. I had a broomstick and the hat and the cloak and my little pumpkin to trick-or-treat with.
Of course.
Yo, can I tell you a crazy, adorable trick-or-treat story?
Yeah.
So I grew up in Chicago, and Halloween is such a big deal in America.
Yeah.
And especially when you're a little kid. Because I feel like if you've watched Mean Girls, it's just bastardized by the time that you're like 15. Yeah. It's not Halloween.
No, but when
anymore.
You're a kid, it's like a
you
proper thing. You
to
go
it
with
all
your
year.
Parents and you know, you go around properly.
It's free candy.
Yeah.
What's not to love?
Yeah.
And I used to live close to a really, really rich area of Chicago. Like we didn't live there, but it was within like our trick-or-treating rounds. Mm. And it was these mansions. It's called Astor Street. It's a historical area of Chicago where literally named after John Jacob Astor and his family. He died, fun fact, on the Titanic. So, yeah, the Astor family's got the street named after them.
Okay.
And these are crazy old school, like historic homes, like made of, you know, stone and stuff. Yeah. I don't know. What were they made of? Stone?
Brimestone.
some stone.
Yeah. Okay. Continue.
And those are the houses that would give you king-size candy bars.
Ooh.
So we would make sure that you, like, stopped at those houses. You get a full-size Snickers, not the little kiddie ones.
Not the little fun pack.
And then for the parents, they had, like, drinks and stuff in the house.
Oh, okay.
So, like, your kids could also come in, chill, get their candy, and then your parents would get lit.
But that's also part of the end of the night. You're comparing who has the best bag of candy with your friends.
What candy did you toss out? This is a very important question. I have one off the top of my head.
To be honest, I don't like M&M's so much. I like Smarties over M&M's. But
Skittles?
Skittles, I do have. I like the sour Skittles.
Sour Skittles.
Sour Skittles are nice. Yeah. And
you toss out M&M's. Okay.
And, you know, so when I was living in Russia...
Привет.
Привет. When I was living in Russia, I was just living in Moscow. I was living in the city, and they would have these like expat communities where we used to go trick or treat in those expat communities because we knew we would get nerds and all like the
good
the
American candy.
All the fun American candies would be at those communities. So then we would go specifically to trick or treat over there. But the only real memory I have of me dressing up, like now whenever Halloween comes up, I dress up like a rapper, like just some other rapper. I've done Ice Cube, I've done Nelly. You just put a Band-Aid on your face.
True.
You know? So
true.
It's quite easy to just, you know, go down that route. But as a kid, you know, my mom used to take us to these... you know,
expat like, parties.
No, we used to go, you know, for these Halloween costume competitions.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So my mom used to take a garbage bag, like a garbage bin, and like make a hole for my neck, make two arms, put it on me, and she would like tape like whatever we ate, all the trash from the last 1 week, we would like tape it to my like that costume.
Yeah.
And they just put like the ugliest mask on me, and I was just known as the garbage kid. And I've won so many Halloween costumes.
Yo, Anju Auntie, I have some questions.
I'm going to plug the photo right here because I saw it the other day. My mom reminded me.
Hey, you're not a garbage kid.
I'm not.
Okay.
Mom, I'm not trash.
You're not trash.
Yeah.
Okay, don't let anyone...
My mom reminds me every year. She's like, why don't you go as the garbage kid again?
Oh, my God. Why are our parents our biggest haters?
Yo. And she's like, you used to win so many competitions.
Probably because they felt bad that your parents made you garbage kid. I feel like they like pity gave you those prizes.
Yo,
they're like, you know, we could give it to Spider-Man or that little kid.
And my sister would be someone from the Spice Girls, like Ginger Spice. And I would be, you know, the garbage kid.
Hey,
that's what it was.
Hey, are you okay?
I'm good. I'm good. I think I've gone past it. That's why I dress up like a rapper now. Like, you know, I already have the confidence of a rapper. I'm like,
the more he rambles, the more concerned I get.
Okay.
You're good now. It's fine. It's fine.
Are you feeling hungry, Lisa?
I'm feeling a little hungry. I could actually use some candy.
You peckish?
I'm peckish for some candy.
For some candy?
Yeah.
That's what we decided. We said, you know, today, the Halloween... We should get some sweets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, before that, I'm going to tell you, you mentioned the candy that I would trade out, which I did not like.
Oh, nerds?
No. Hershey's Kisses.
Oh, no. Yeah. I love Hershey's Kisses.
They're so bad. No American, no American kids, which is so weird, actually enjoy Hershey's chocolate. Like, it doesn't taste as good as, like, Cadbury,
It's got a weird, like,
it's not as milky and sweet. Yeah, so we would always trade out Hershey's Kisses.
Yeah.
And the other big one was, which is the worst candy of all time, was Tootsie Rolls. They're just gross.
Yeah, they're very sticky and hard
But they don't taste like anything.
But you know what's also
like
crazy?
Like the elite version
is
a Milk Dud.
I don't know.
Oh, so good.
Yo, you were spoiled. Like everything we
saw
in movies.
Those rich people kept me happy.
No. Everything we saw in movies for candy, you had on the regular. Like Baby Ruths and all those like really nice American.
We did get Baby
Reese's
Roots.
Buttercups.
Reese's Cups. So in the candy cartel.
Overrated, I feel. Overrated. Chocolate and peanut butter should not go together. I don't think so.
In the candy cartel, the things that...
The candy cartel.
You got to call it what it is. It was a gang.
Diabetes is the entry level. Yeah.
In the candy cartel,
yeah.
Twix was the king.
Twix, yeah. Twix is...
Twix, Ticks.
You can share it with a friend. Yeah. Yeah. The caramel in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Twix was king.
Yeah.
And Milk Duds were up there. Junior Mints were up there. Mm. These are like elite candies.
Yeah.
And Snickers were like in everybody's bag. You would get so many that you're like, yeah, whatever. Snickers.
The most privileged trick-or-treating.
I know. Can
right
you imagine?
Here. In everyone's bag.
I mean, just like Snickers. Ew, gross. Twix, me, baby. But yeah, Twix was a shit.
Okay.
But when I was in India, like we would visit for summers, my favorite Indian thing that I ate...
Gems. I love gems.
It's a Cadbury product. It was fruit and nut.
Ooh.
So good.
And Nutties. Nutties is also...
Nutties is so good.
Nutties is good.
Nutties malt balls.
Yeah, malt balls. Pause. And I think even...
I do love the malt balls in my mouth.
Shall we summon our food for today? Mm-hmm.
Snackulous Apero.
Wow.
What?
Look at us with the magic today.
I feel like, you know what? We're the magic.
We are. And right now, the light is shining off the Kaju Katri right into my eyes.
Oh. We're getting in from the off the bat.
Off the bat. What do we got here, Lisa?
We got jalebis.
Jalebis?
Jalebi. And then we got Kaju Katli.
Yeah, my favorite.
My favorite. Least favorite of what? All Yo. Time.
I remember you started a war on Twitter.
It's a controversy.
You started
a
war on Twitter.
I did. I had a Twitter poll that went viral
because
I said
you don't
said
like
I
diamonds? Blah. You don't like Koh-i-Noor?
It tastes like nothing.
You don't like the Koh-i-Noor album?
We'll discuss.
Yeah.
I love Koh-i-Noor. I thought it was best album.
Yeah.
Okay. Gulab Jamun. Little
baby Gulab Jamun.
What's this?
Okay, so this old thing right here, this is called Singer Mitai.
Apt.
Because we're some singers. But actually, so when I was a kid and I used to visit, Bombay as a kid, my Nana, my grandfather, he used to get us this...
Na-na-na-na.
Big tune. Shout out Mickey and Jonita. So he used to get this in like, you know, typical, Mitai box. And this is maybe TMI, but basically this thing makes you fart a lot, okay?
Why are you going to do this?
So as kids, we used to call this put-put Mitai. So I remember...
What's in this beans?
It's, I think, can someone look this up? Singer Mitai?
Natasha Mathani, our resident Sindhi. Tell us what's going
Natasha,
on.
You know about Singer Mitai? You don't
okay.
know? Oh, damn. It's like a traditional Sindhi Mitai. And it honestly...
Well, she's not a traditional girl.
Once you try it, you'll want to have the entire bowl. Like, it's so good.
Well, now I won't.
But we literally... We used to always be like, we want put-put Mitai. That's what it was. Always. Now we would just, even till today, like when Nitya, my housekeeper, was getting it, she's like, oh, you want put-put Mitai?
That's so cute. She like, knows.
I was like,
so
yes.
So one makes you put-put from the back. And one...
One makes you
put in the mouth.
So we had to get obviously the magic, the pop rocks.
Yeah, these are pop rocks in my home country.
ASMR.
Not England. Why do I keep going back to the British accent? Actually, you know what? Let's brush up on some bylaws right now. We have a bylaw about that. Mm-hmm. Accents are a love
tell him,
language.
Lisa. Oh, tell them. Okay.
Tell him, Fergie.
Okay. I'm a mama. Sorry.
So we have a bylaw about this.
Yes.
Accents are a love language, no appropriation intended. We do it with respect.
A lot of respect.
We try to make it as accurate as possible.
And obviously, there's things like code switching, right? Like where you naturally, within conversation, see...
Yeah, you know how I regularly spend time in England.
But you know what it is? Like, me and Lisa both have grown up all over the world. Yeah. I was born in Hong Kong, grew up in Russia, studied in London. She... was in...
I literally was only in America and
Chicago.
And,
okay, well, maybe me a little more.
Honestly, it was because of Harry Potter and Bennett Like Beckham that I was like, I know this accent now. I'm British.
So, yeah. But we also have representing the ghouls and ghosts with our trick-or-treat bowl. So we have a mix of East and West. We have my favorite gems.
Shout out to gems.
I hate M&M's.
I just remembered.
Yeah.
In 2018, when I first moved here,
I
had gems after like 20 years.
Yeah.
And Cadbury sent me a basket, a gift basket of just gems.
Hey, yo, Cadbury,
like,
come
so
through.
Like so many gems because I tagged them and I was like, I love gems.
Yeah.
Yo, they came through.
Love it.
If y'all are watching this, we still love gems.
Okay, so we got... Snickers.
Yeah.
Galaxy. Yo, Galaxy is.
I love Galaxy
beautiful.
To this day.
And this is your favorite, Twix.
Twix of a kid.
I see that. Galaxy is great. Snickers is great. And we also, you know what? You know what's my? I mean, this is not really candy. This is chewing gum. But Fusion Gum. Those of you who know about this, is the this? Tattoo. You don't know about the tattoo in this?
No. Wait, oh is this my. Indian or is this Western?
This is Indian. I mean, I get this is
it's
Indian.
It's Fusion then.
No,
for
it's
real.
Japanese. It's Japanese, but I swear it feels Bombay, right? It's very Bombay. So basically, my mom used to like show me how to do this. There's a tattoo inside this, and you basically have the chewing gum, and
if
then you put
you
the tattoo.
If you could do an adult age tattoo on your tongue using Fusion Gum, what would it be?
Kanye West's face. Pause. And also, last but not least, which everyone on social media like will remind you that you know this was a thing back in the day.
Manai.
But to be very honest, I didn't grow up here, so I only knew about this through social media and seeing people. You know, I just always thought Sukhbir was on the on the front. But no. Sukhbir Singh. But yeah,
it does look like him.
Yeah, it does. It does. I mean, that's also from social media. That's how I know. That's how I know all this. So
you know how he always says, yeah. "Cigarette gingin."
And yo, Bounty. I love anything with coconut.
I love Bounty.
I love anything with coconut.
In America, we had Mounds, which was the same thing.
I don't think we should wait any longer. I think we should start
get right in.
Eating. And maybe we should
we'll
play.
Start with
should
put,
we? I want to start with the put.
Yeah, I know you.
You go wherever you want to go.
So when one of my trips, I came to India, and this is before I moved here. Mm. I went to Chandni Chowk, and everybody told me to go to Old Famous Jalebi, which is like a legit big deal. Hmm. And yo, I guess I'm just not a jalebi person.
I'm also the furthest thing from a jalebi person.
I redact that statement. I'm a jalebi person.
Really?
This is delicious.
Okay, I will say I love the song. Love the song. Shout out to Tesher. Mm. But I've always not preferred jalebi. I always love Kaju Katri. She's just going to town, like guys.
Oh my God!
Lisa comes on this podcast and she's like, "Yeah, we don't know how to eat anymore. We just this also looks like the song cover art. You know what I mean? Like
yeah, it does. Yeah. He has a line about the Wally. I'm gonna go to the sweet I like least.
Okay, go for it.
Like you said.
Yeah. Would you after trick or treating? Would you also like eat sweets or what were we eating when we were like watching scary movies back in the day?
Movies were a time for a mix of sweets and popcorn for me. Ooh. Like, you would get the popcorn.
Oh, my God. This is the most... I always used to think this was foil, right? I think everyone's had the same experience where you're like, oh, I need to remove
isn't
this.
Isn't it foil?
It is foil. It's edible, right? Yeah.
Why am I doing this to myself? Mm.
You know, like, typically when you live outside India, you're so used to, like, very bland, like, very, not sweetless, but, like, very subtle desserts, like tiramisu, panna cotta, all those.
Same.
You know what I mean?
But which would imply I would
like
this. Like,
British desserts, spotted dick.
Shout out, episode one.
Episode one. But this is why sometimes, like, things like jalebi, I would never enjoy because it would just be overly sweet,
that's
you know?
That's true.
And even when I did cook for my friends, and I remember once bringing them gajak halwa.
Oh, yo, gajar ka halwa.
One of my favorites for sure. But I made like my Italian friend try gajar ka halwa. And he was like, bro, what is this? What have you added? And you put like a full bottle of sugar and like or syrup in there. I was like, yo, that's like.
He's not appreciating the cardamom.
I was like, bro, it's carrots.
It's carrots.
It's carrots. That's
I
it.
Love Indians because we're like, you just make sabzi into a dessert.
Love it.
So all right, good. We're going to the baby gulabs.
Let's do it. Let's do it. There we go with the accents again. Go for it.
That's a reach. Okay. I have a way I like to eat gulab jamun, the same way I like to eat jalebi. If you are someone who thinks these foods are too sweet, pop them in the fridge. Yeah. Because once they're cold, they're a little crunchy and less discernibly dripping with sugar.
I thought you were going to be like, oh, I have a way of putting balls in my mouth.
And they're cold and they taste great. Give me this put-put that you keep talking
put-put,
about.
Put-put, yo, put-put mitais.
I'm not trying to put-put.
Supremacy. Put-put.
What is this, rice?
Did we find out what is... Save.
Yeah. Save me from the put-put.
Yo, that is bussin', right? It's bussin'.
It tastes like...
It's really good.
Something else I know that's very familiar.
Okay, I'm like feeling the sugar rush right now. I'm really feeling it now.
It tastes like laddu.
Yeah?
Decomposed
it's
like,
yeah, deconstructed laddu.
Oh my God, my brain is not braining. It's the sugar, y'all.
Yeah.
It's
no, now like my legs are like moving. I'm, like, I'm ready to play a game of paddle, guys.
You have the racket right there.
Yeah.
And you have the ball.
And I have the balls. So what are your favorite Halloween horror movies? Like, what are your go-tos?
Oh.
I know what scared me as a kid. The what? Ring.
Yo, oh I feel God. Like that was a lot of people's Seven first scary movie.
Yo, that the Grudge and the Ring. The Grudge and
bro,
the Ring.
Bro, I don't know why my dad let us watch this. Our first scary movie was The Exorcist, which is not child
that's
appropriate.
Like, right in the deep end.
Yeah.
Right in the deep
because he
end.
Was
oh
like, that's what he grew up with as a scary movie. And he saw it in theaters. So he was just like, you guys need to watch this. And then after we did, he was like, I forgot that was the content. He was like, I take it back immediately. Do not tell your mom.
Yo. And obviously, like, movies like Scream, which were, like, just jump scares, right?
But I don't associate Scream with that actual film. I see a scary,
scary
movie.
Scary movie! Oh, my God. I love... I mean, what what a spin-off. What a spin-off. Like, when she comes out of the thing and Brenda, like, puts her hand on her head.
Oh, my God.
Yo, I love that movie.
Wasn't Carmen Electra in that?
Yeah. And she also so Charlie fine. Sheen. Charlie Sheen was in that as well. But honestly, I think Scream had, like, this different, like... aura of the murderer in the school. You know, we were all in school as well. Mm-hmm, and at the same time, I think, I just remember me, my sister, my mom, we would all just watch together and we just like be freaked out. And constantly we would have to talk like through movies like The Ring. We'd have to make fun of Samara with the hair down and shit like that.
To like placate yourself.
So, yeah, yeah. But you know, because of The Ring, like scared me so much as a kid. If there's like a towel hanging in my room, right? I remember throughout boarding school, if there was a towel just hanging to dry, like, somewhere in my room, I'd wake up in the middle of the night, I'd be like, yo, 7 days. You know what I mean?
It's only day six.
It's only day six. Yeah.
When did we all start getting into a genre of, like, if you take away one of your senses, what's going to happen? Now you can't talk, and now you can't look, and now you can't smell. Yo, and I was, I'm like...
That's a wild... I mean, Quiet Place, they did that really well.
So there's two... current obsessions, I think, in the horror slash thriller area. One is this take away a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is why people be crazy and they be doing crazy shit.
Get Out. Yo, Get Out
Get
is
out.
Amazing. Yeah,
I just saw Infinity Pool.
Oh, I've
crazy.
Not seen that. I've not seen that. Damn.
Best scary movie I have seen, bar none.
Barbarian on Netflix. It has like three acts that join together.
Mm.
And it's about this Airbnb... where two tenants get to the same Airbnb and they've, like, the bookings have been crossed and there's something going on in the basement. That's all I would say.
There's always something going on in the basement.
But that is the most creepiest movie towards the end. You will be like, what the hell?
What is that? Really? Oh.
And kids don't watch that movie. Yeah.
I love, okay, there is one scary movie that actually ended up becoming sci-fi, the twist in the film, which was Cabin in the Woods.
I love that movie.
I love
Yo,
that movie.
Yo, shout out to M. Night Shyamalan one time.
Oh!
The best, for me, the best psychological thriller director, one of the best. But
ever.
I think
he, ever.
Yo, I would also say The Sixth Sense. Like
I was, it is, I think, without
I
a doubt.
Dead people. Yo, the, okay, yo, how crazy is that? How crazy is that, that line from an M. Night Shyamalan movie ended up being one of the most iconic lines and one of the most iconic diss songs of our modern
not
time.
Like us. Yeah.
Crazy, crazy.
And they not like us because very like few us. People are dead.
Yeah.
And walking around on Earth.
Honestly, M. Night Shyamalan.
He's
like,
a thinker.
In terms of like twists and turns in a movie, what exactly what you want of like a movie giving you that holy sh-
I'm going to split this with you because you said you love
I just,
Bounty.
No, I just finished one. I can't do it.
Oh.
I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Well, I guess there was a bounty of Bounty.
I'm going to have to put in more paddle hours this week because we've just
well, consumed. Paddle one.
Young paddle one. I would like to now fly over to India and talk about iconic films during Diwali.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Mr. Karan Johar, who you know you've obviously worked with. But like that guy obviously was the king of NRI movies.
Of course.
And obviously
that's our whole childhood.
Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham.
Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham. That's a sad
can I,
version.
Can I
they
just
have
be,
a, they have a cry.
Can I be grateful for having such a talented singer as my podcast host?
Am I the cure to your ailments.
Ooh, my ailments. Nice, nice one. That movie obviously has like Diwali, like an iconic Diwali moment.
The greatest Diwali moment.
Jaya Bachchan waiting, you know, for Shah Rukh Khan.
And then he comes and he goes,
what does he say?
Good.
What does he say?
Ma.
I think even that, okay.
I just had a memory of Shah Rukh and I got really compelled. Like, I was like,
I still have that memory of baby Hrithik Roshan in that scene trying to steal all the laddus.
Oh my God. Right? Oh, you're yeah. right.
Yeah.
And DJ keeps catching him.
DJ.
And then she keeps giving him a laddu. Because people.
What about that glow up? Baby Hrithik turning into like a prime like cricket star and mm-hmm. then like, you know, six pack ab Hrithik Roshan.
It can happen.
What is that casting?
When he lands in London. Oh my god.
Yo, I love that movie.
I love it too.
Lou Watermall.
I love that. Yo, I've shopped at Blue Water Mall.
Oh, it's a real place?
It's a real place. It's a massive mall in East London.
Oh my god.
Massive.
I will say though, the best part about that scene, the Diwali scene, is how did no one notice there's a helicopter noise coming from outside?
Yo, that was a huge estate.
Yeah. No.
Raichand estate. It's massive, dude.
My favorite thing is that his mom acts surprised. And like literally I was watching this movie recently.
Yeah.
And my friend was like, why is she surprised? You can hear a helicopter outside your house. That's how she knew he was home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
He's like, Mom, you're so smart. She's like, I have ears.
No. Mother can always sense.
Yeah. It's all about loving your family.
Honestly, like one of the best family movies. Obviously, Kuch Kuch Hota Hai is also up there with, you know, those Karan Johar classics. Mm-hmm. What else were you watching?
I was going to name another one, Mohabbatein.
Yeah. Yo, I love that movie. Okay. Again, Amitabh Bachchan. Hey! Obviously, I love all like TV shows from high school, like The OC, One Tree Hill. But like that had that kind of school feel.
That's what they were going
boarding
for.
Boarding school feel. What a movie. What a movie.
I loved it. And you know how boarding schools are completely like that.
Yeah. Co-ed. All that. Yeah. 100%.
That's why your parents send you to boarding school, to hang out with the opposite gender. Okay, but would you put the Kabhi Kashi Kabhi Gham title track in a Diwali playlist, though? It does pick up at the end.
The title track? Like, no, it's too slow. I mean,
no, but at the end, it's like,
Yeah. I definitely think, like, Psytrance Go and DJ has definitely taken that and done something. Yo. 6 a.m. on Hilltop.
I would be living for that mix. Is it you?
I'd go wild. What?
Did you make this? No. This is oddly specific.
No. I hope so. You know what? I hate Psytrance music. I hate trance music.
But he would do it for K3G.
K3G in Psytrance, Hilltop. Let's go. I'd love that.
Okay. Since we wouldn't put that on a Diwali playlist.
Hmm.
What would you put? And
this
follow-up question, do you feel like all Diwali playlists are just the same as like wedding song playlists?
Honestly, Diwali parties are just like Bollywood music and fun music.
And
you know?
And cards.
And cards, yeah.
Yeah, it's
a lot of whiskey, a lot of Cindy Uncle's whiskey, drinking Black Label and
they've been an
Gold Label and Blue Label. Yeah. But I don't know, one of the most iconic like Diwali, sorry, NRI... Bollywood movie song, Mahive. Yeah.
Is not a Diwali song.
Not a Diwali song, wedding song.
But in my head, and we talked about this last week, it feels like a Diwali song.
100%. And I remember dancing to it as a kid.
All the time.
Mahive. I think Shah Rukh Khan's songs have, you know, like just a different...
It's a different energy. Also because there was this era of Dharma films where they would plug all the other actors into little cameos.
Yes.
Mahive had like Rani Mukherjee for a second, like a little flash, of Kajol.
Yeah.
And I used to love looking for those little moments in every film.
So any more songs? Like you know?
So since in my brain, the two playlists are interchangeable.
Yeah.
I would put Jalebi on there only because it has that one line.
100%.
Lighten up every day like it's Diwali. So obviously you have to throw that one in there.
Yeah.
Jalebi.
And also repping for the NRIs.
Yes, for the NRIs. Yeah,
the diaspora.
I love Eve Eve.
Oh my God.
I put it on every Classic. Bollywood playlist, Diwali playlist, wedding jams. Like, it's just such a good song.
Any Badshah song, to be honest.
Every Badshah yeah. song is a good one.
Kala Chashma yeah. and Saturday and all those.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Abhi to party shuru.
Karge yeah. Chul, yeah. all these okay, songs. Yeah, yeah. All these are great Diwali songs.
100%.
Yeah, I would do that. And I would do, obviously, the great Sukhbir.
Yeah.
You got to do
that's it. A, that's any that's Bollywood party. Anyone Bollywood.
Tare Gin Gin Tare lights. I don't know. I think it's a Diwali song.
I think he's on to something.
He's on to something. What is a song you would sneak into a Diwali playlist?
All of the lights.
It's a great song.
And then put in like a Badshah verse on there.
yeah, yeah, yeah. All of the lights, man.
Yeah.
Jugnu has
oh, I would
lyrics
say,
about lights as well.
Yeah, 100%. Mirchi. Yo, Mirchi by Divine.
Mirchi's a great song.
Yo, that is like a one of the best DHH party songs yeah. for sure. And yeah, I think Diwali is just about the celebration and fun. And once the alcohol's in, then you know.
Then everybody's body's Kardashian.
That's Bazigar.
Oh,
sorry, Shakalipri.
But a body Kardashian. I would put. Oh my God, Bazigar would 100% be on a Diwali playlist yeah. for me. Because it's so iconic.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would do those as well.
Damn.
Yeah. Actually, okay, Divine, you better be happy about this. Sitara.
Sitara.
About stars, Jonita.
Yo, Sitara and, is yeah. actually a
You could
star.
Actually put that in a Bollywood playlist.
Yeah, you could.
For a Diwali.
You could.
I think
could.
That's a fun one too. Okay, I would, since it's Diwaloween.
Yeah, Diwaloween.
There is a song that's a Halloween song in my head that ooh. I would put into this specific Diwaloween. Pull up in a monster automobile gangster.
With a bad bitch that came from Sri Lanka.
Yeah, I'm in a tanka, color of Willy Wonka.
You could be the king, but watch not. The queen.
Okay, first things first, I eat your brain.
Okay, that's not, how is that Diwali?
It's Monster.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's Diwaloween.
Yeah, Halloween
for
song.
For Halloween.
Thriller. Michael Jackson Thriller.
Oh my God.
That's iconic Halloween.
Have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah. It's close to midnight. So she doesn't know any Michael Jackson songs, by the way.
Oh, I just did the move.
Oh, did you?
I just
You know it because of 13 Going on 30. You know that movie, right?
Okay, I know it because Thriller is the highest selling album of all time.
Yeah, I know, but you when I quizzed you the other day, you didn't know any Michael Jackson songs.
I know
songs.
Five Michael Jackson songs. And five. Number one is Thriller. Because we've all heard it.
I think we need to do some pop rocks right
okay.
now. And
why'd you make it sound like drugs? Let's do some pop rocks.
Diwali is a you know is a time of the year full of
this is our
full
drug of
indulgence.
Of choice.
full
pop
of indulgence.
Rocks.
Yeah. Not crack rocks, pop rocks.
Oh my God.
Okay, I don't know how
to I would
there
say
yeah,
instead of fireworks one. In the sky.
Yeah.
Your fireworks
hey,
in your mouth.
Controversial opinion.
No you, fireworks for me. I have
no fireworks?
I have a pet. She gets really scared. I can't do that for my cat.
I don't like fireworks either, obviously just because bad for pollution.
Yeah.
And also it's just once Diwali comes around, your entire night is just full of ba-doom, ba-doom. You feel like you're
yeah.
you know, somewhere in a war
it
zone.
It was fun when yeah. I was a kid. As an adult, I see like how like freaked out little dogs and cats
those
get, especially
little
the ones on the streets.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh no, beeboos, no.
Yeah.
I get
so
very sad.
For those out there, do celebrate a silent but lit Diwali.
Yeah.
And don't, you know, don't
Diyas all the way, guys.
Diyas all the way.
Yeah.
And just in general, like, be,
Diaz,
be considerate.
That light up, Dia Mirza, we love her. Diaz all the way.
Okay, what are we doing? Are we rapping while we're doing this? Or
ooh, I kind of want to do that.
We should rap?
I think we should go bar for bar. All right,
we should go pop for pop.
We should go pop for pop.
Okay, that's
oh,
a lot.
Okay, I'm a little like, I can already hear the sizzle.
Okay, are we doing this? Are we going right away?
Let's go. Oh, well. Okay, I'm going to start. Met her at a party, didn't even know her. Tried to lift her up, that Wingardium Leviosa.
Cup overflowing, I don't need a coaster.
Oh, God.
Lisa, sounding weird, I'm a roaster.
Watch your damn mouth, Gracia cover like a poster.
Ooh. I'm so lucky. Lisa is my podcast partner. I chose her.
You doing the most. I'm trying to ghost her.
Oh, Diwali time. It's all about samosas.
Oh, that's cute. I like that. We can end it there. That's cute. I'll take a... this is so distracting.
Yeah. It's
Plain Teen Patti. handful of cards.
Whenever we're on the mic, we always give in the bars.
Light up Diwali, sky full of stars.
Ooh. This podcast is out of this world. We're going up to Mars.
How much sound effect? Oh my God, it's so fun. It's also a little sour.
Monsoon season is over. No Lightning McQueen. Shout out to the movie Cars. For everyone watching, thank you so much for tuning in for episode 2 of Dishing That.
Yeah, I'm super excited because this is coming out right on time for Diwaloween.
Yeah.
So we want you guys to have a safe and happy holiday. And tell us in the comments, what is your favorite Harry Potter movie or book?
Subscribe.
And also do that. Do the important thing. Subscribe.
Smash that like button. Subscribe. Follow us on Instagram, Dishing That Pod. And stay tuned for more fun and, you know, cross-pollination of holidays.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Dandia.
I love that.